Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be organising and planting up these hanging baskets with begonias. You can see I've got two trays full, one there, one to the right. These ones are a bit stockier. I've pruned these back so they thicken up, so as you can see, sending out little inside shoots. First of all, save some money, I'm going to be using some bin liners. I can use this because the gap's really close together, so there's not enough room for the soil to push through. So I'll just set this up. I'm also going to use these pins to hang over the edges, and a couple of these Alison white to hang over to trailing. So let's set the camera up. Lovely day in here in sunny old England. I think that should get it in there. I'm using a peat-based compost. First of all, need to be sorting out this first. Get it in bin liner, just cut the end off. That way you can fold it out evenly. Yeah. Because you've got trailing flowers that go over the edge anyway, it's going to retain a lot more moisture. And it's going to look a lot neater. Get in there like that, like so. Anyway, get some compost in there. Once you get your compost in, you can see how much he's cutting off. Also, use a pot, preferably a heavy one, so you can turn it around and manoeuvre it. Right, so that's that done. So I can put it off when I've finished potting it up. You don't want to put it right to the top. Right, let's get some of these out of here, shall we? Get your hand underneath. Like so. That's one out. There's one. Two. Number three in the centre. Then I'm going to get these on the edges. These look really well, as you can see, it's already getting flowered out on them. Rest them up to the edge like so. I thought I got one of these, and I actually got one, I got two of them. So, just one at the other side, spin it round. That one there. And then these two, that's it. These are flowering. One here. Spin it round. On the opposite side. Nothing to it, piece of cake. Now you can fill it up with compost. Now you've done that. Go all the way around. These should have been done at least 4 weeks ago, but the weather's been that atrocious. But today's one of the best days to do it. Once you've filled it full of compost, I like to mound it so it's a bit tall in the middle. When you water it, all this will then wash down, fill in any gaps. So, right, some water. Once I've watered it in, I'll then give it a good feed, and then I'll feed it twice a week with probably a liquid tomato feed from now on. Right, once that's done like that, one of the most important bits is to help them stop drying out. You then want to get your scissors, yeah. Poke some holes in it all the way around. And leave at least a couple inches at the bottom, so just get your scissors like that. And that will cause a well in the bottom, a dip, a couple inches where your water will rest and settle. So it's not just going to all wash straight through. Any questions that I hesitate to ask, That's planting up begonia hanging baskets. Please give me a thumbs up if you like, and please subscribe. Thank you. Bye.